Hello everyone, my name is Grania, and today I will be telling you all the story of the Children of Lear. The Children of Lear is a well-known Irish myth and explores the story of four children and their father, King Lear. Long ago, there was a king called Lear. He lived in a castle with his wife and four beautiful children, Fionnuala, Eadh, Conn and Fiacra. Lear's wife died and they all missed her very much. The king saw that his children were very sad and needed a mother, so he decided to marry again. Gearg, the high king, sent Aoife, his daughter, to be Lear's new wife. Aoife was beautiful, but she was not the kind-hearted person that Lear thought she was. At first, Aoife loved the children, but soon she started to grow jealous of them. She knew that Lear loved them more than he loved her. She wanted the king's love all for herself, so she planned to get rid of the children. One summer's day, Aoife took the children to swim in Loch Derivara. When the children were playing, Aoife took out a druid's magic wand and she cast a terrible spell on them. There was a flash of light and the children vanished. In their place was left four beautiful swans with feathers as white as snow. One of the swans opened its beak and spoke with Fionnuala's voice. "What have you done to us?" Aoife cackled. "I have put a spell on you. You will be swans for 900 years. You will spend 300 years on this lake, 300 years on the Sea of Moyle, and 300 years on the water of Inishglora. Only the sound of Christian church bells can break the spell." When the children did not return home that evening, the king went to look for them beside the lake. But all he saw was four beautiful swans. To his amazement, one of the swans called out. It was Fionnuala. She told him what Aoife had done to them. Lear returned to his castle and pleaded with Aoife to reverse the spell, but Aoife refused. Lear became very angry and banished her from his kingdom. Lear spent all his time beside the lake talking to his children and listening to their beautiful singing. When Lear grew old and died, the children were very sad. After 300 years had passed, they moved to the Sea of Moyle, between Ireland and Scotland. It was very cold and stormy on the sea. When the time came, they flew to Inishglora. By now, the swans had grown old and tired. Life was easier on the island. It was warmer, and there were lots of food. Then, one morning, they heard the sound they had been finally waiting for. It was the sound of a Christian church bell. They swam to shore. Outside the church, where the bells were ringing, was a monk named Quivog. He was stunned when he saw the four swans turn into four old people in front of him. Fionnuala put her arms around her brothers. They were so happy to be human again. They were now 900 years old. Quivog listened to their sad story and baptized them. Soon after they died of old age, he buried them in one grave. That night, Quivog dreamed that he saw four beautiful children flying up through the clouds. He knew that the children of Lear were now with their father and mother.
I hope you all enjoyed the story of the Children of Lear, and thank you very much for listening. In the next episode, I hope to explore some more Irish mythology. Thank you.